This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. No matter where you are in Iowa, on a farm, in an office, in your car, or at home, the past couple of months have been one long fire hose of political ads. You got to figure Iowans have made peace with that, the price they pay for going first. But while all those ads are good news for local television stations, because airtime's not free, they are not so good for anybody else trying to get their message in edgewise, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Folks who've lived through a presidential election in Iowa probably thought they knew what to expect on every...
I'm Andrew Yang, and I approve this message.
Single.
I'm Amy Klobuchar. And
channel.
I'm Pete Buttigieg. And
all political ads just about all the time. But even people who've lived in Iowa for decades, like Scott Polite of Waukee, Iowa, say this year is different.
All the local TV, all the local spots here are consumed probably this year more than any year. With political spots because there's so many candidates. It's the worst that I can remember.
More than 100,000 political TV ads have aired in Iowa in the run-up to the caucuses, 65% more than 2016, says Erica Franklin Fowler, co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project. And ad spending nationwide is more than double what it was at this point in the 2016 race.
So I'm sort of out of adjectives for a description of 2020. There is just an astonishing number of ads on air this year, and that is primarily due to the two billionaires in the race.
I'm Tom Steyer, and I approve this message.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
Bloomberg is blanketing airwaves nationwide. When he enters a TV market, average ad rates go up by about 22%, according to advertising analytics. As for Steyer, he spent more than $17 million of the record $61 million candidates are spending on TV ads in Iowa, which means Scott Polite in Waukee has pretty much given up running TV ads for his car dealership outside Des Moines.
Stivers Ford Lincoln in Waukee values your time.
Polite knows when campaigns roll into town flush with donor cash, it's not worth fighting for the suddenly expensive ad slots.
It's just a frustration, but it's a known frustration that our ads get bumped. And if you've done this for any length of time, you're prepared for it.
Instead, Polite buys banner ads or sponsors weather segments that don't get preempted by campaign ads. Franklin Fowler at Wesleyan says the advertising squeeze is already going national.
It's very unusual, too, to be seeing advertising outside of Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina at this point in the campaign.
Even the deepest pocketed national advertisers are scrambling to adjust their media strategies.
It's a bit of a domino effect with the amount of ad spend coming in for this political cycle.
Thomas Bridge is CEO of Media Management Inc., which works with some of the biggest companies in the U.S.
They will move their TV spots out of specific programming on the local stations that are high demand by the politicians and move those spots to other media such as local radio or cable TV.
Many of his clients started planning more than a year ago how their ads could rise above the election fray, but even the savviest didn't expect this much competition for ad time.
Nobody could have seen this level of activity coming 18 months ago.
I'm Elizabeth Warren.
I'm Joe Biden.
I'm Bernie Sanders.
Wesleyan's Franklin Fowler.
People cannot tune out. Everywhere they turn, they will be, you know, confronted by a political message.
At least for another couple of days. As for the rest of us, it's coming. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.